What are you seeing outside today? The Allegheny Front wants to know. We're partnering with a new public radio project called I See Change. It's a community conversation about weather and climate. So we're collecting observations from gardeners and birders and people just like you. In some cases, we'll find a scientist to help explain what you're seeing in your neighborhood. This week on the I See Change website, Kate from Pittsburgh, B. Ruckey from Elk County, and Sarah from Ohio all posted bird sightings. Both Stephen from Bowlesburg and Aaron posted that they've seen ticks this month. Aaron asked what this winter's extreme cold will mean for tick populations. So to answer that question, we turn to Stephen Jacobs. He's an urban entomologist from Penn State. Jacobs says extremely cold temperatures may knock back populations of some tick species, but not all.
You have species such as the deer tick, black-legged tick, that can transmit Lyme disease, that are accustomed to cold, then particularly when there is snow on the ground. That snow acts as an insulator and protects them from the very severest of the cold weather over winter, such as we've had this year.
So Jacobs doesn't expect any adverse impacts on deer ticks from this winter's cold temperatures. And he says despite the fact that Pennsylvania has more cases of Lyme disease than any other state, no one is out there monitoring tick populations. If you have a weather or climate-related question, go to icchange.org and share your observations. You could share photos and video, anything to help us tell this year's climate story. That's icchange.org.